The Isle of Wight's own voice, Vectis Radio DAB, your island choice.
Who sat next to you, Maggie?
Hello, yes, I'm here with Jenny from White Sar.
Good morning, Maggie, and all your listeners.
Thank you. And what is White Sar, for those what don't know?
So we're Isle of Wight Search and Rescue,
Commonly
known as White Sar, and we are one of the 34 lowland rescue teams across the country.
Yep.
We are the fabulous Isle of Wight team.
Of course.
And we support Hampshire and Isle of Wight Constabulary in searches for high-risk missing people. So that's high risk that there's an immediate threat to life.
Yes. But it's not only them, is it? You support. Because recently you've been supporting the fire brigade
as we like to call them
this fire brigade.
So Hampshire and Isle of Wight Fire and Rescue Service actually deployed us with our drone team to two recent fires on the Isle of Wight, the Smallbrook container fire, and then last weekend the Head and Warren fire.
That was awful, wasn't it?
That was a nasty one, and our team were there overnight, so we had 70 hours of continuous deployment to aid really decision making and operational command at the fire.
And you're all volunteers, aren't you?
We are a 100% volunteer team. We get no central funding, so everything equipment wise, all our operational costs, we fundraise for grant fund, do events like the fabulous Chael show, and hopefully we get some PR from it as well. We are a bit under the radar as one of the island's emergency services, so it's great that people can see us at events like this.
So do a lot of your volunteers work as well? So do their businesses let them out, for want of a better word? Let them out.
It is variable. We have several prison officers, so they won't have their phones on them. They won't even know a call-out's been made. But certainly there are firms, Island Roads particularly, are really good at letting employees out to come out to daytime deployments. Because obviously otherwise you're relying on the older members of the team like myself.
Yes, but you're only 25. Now, come on.
I wish.
So apart from the recent fire, have you been called out to anything else lately?
So we had, we've had a couple of short deployments for missing people. Luckily, stood down fairly quickly. This week, one en route, which is absolutely fine. As long as a missing person is found safe and well,
we don't mind
being partly called out or whatever.
Yeah.
So as long as they're safe. So
absolutely.
That's the important thing.
Yeah. So if people want to come and volunteer for the White Sar, what do they need to do?
So you need to be 18 years and over. There's no upper age limit. A car driver, so you can get to, obviously, call-outs.
Yeah.
And we do expect an enhanced DBS check,
which we
will put you through. And there is an interview process.
Yes.
All the details are on our website, so whitesar.org. There's a section there about what's expected of you as a volunteer, a bit about the training that we put you through, and then what would be happening as a White Sar volunteer.
Okay.
So please do look at the website. There's also a page there on how you can support us, all the different ways. Some of those are free for you, but help us.
Yeah. So if I were to join, say, would I have to be tramping about across marshland, or could I sit in a control room type thing?
So there's two sort of separate members. So operational members are the ones tramping through the woodlands in the middle of the night, falling down badger holes and responding to call-outs. But we also have support members who do things like sort out our vehicles, attend events like this. Generally look after the welfare of the team during a call out, bring us chips at 2 a.m. if necessary. So there is that element that people can support us without being an operational member.
Because some people might think, oh, I can't be tramping through woods. No. No, that's magic. Thank you. So you have a website, which is?
Yes, it's www.whitesar.org.
Mm-hmm. Magic. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Maggie.
We'll hand you back to the studio.
Vectis Radio, serving the island since 2010 and now on DAB.